the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, as you know, Today FM is searching for Ireland's next big busker. As part of the big busk for Focus Ireland, we're looking to crown Ireland's best up-and-coming busker. And the winner will open for the Block Rock and Beats gig this Friday the 7th at Whelan's, and will also win a recording session here at Today FM. And the winner is going to be announced on The Last Word here on Thursday's programme. Now, you can donate and vote now for Ireland's next big busker by going to todayfm.com/busk, where you'll find the names of all the buskers featured across Today FM. For just a €5 donation, you get to vote for your favourite busker while also contributing to a great cause, and you can vote as many times as you want. All the money that you donate will go towards the incredible work of Focus Ireland. Now, as it happens, we have a last word representative for the next big busker, and his name is Joe Sweeney. He joins us now, but before we talk to him, let's hear a clip from his busking, his original song, Ben and Jerry's.
Never wanted to say goodbye. You've been here all my life. Don't want to watch you leave. Scratches on every single door. My socks are on the floor. They're blowing with the wind. But it's okay. You're in a better place now, my friend. I will always love you till the end. That will I see you in every single thing I do.
Just a little bit from Ben and Jerry's. Joe Sweeney, very welcome to The Last Word. Tell us, who's the song about?
How are you? So the song is about my dog that passed away 2 years ago. I've only recently kind of getting into songwriting, and I thought that would be the right avenue to start with. It's kind of just a tribute to him. You know, a song about grief, a song about getting over these kind of losses in life. And I hope it represents that in a good way.
How old was the dog and what name had he?
So I got the dog when I was 6, and he died there 2 years ago. He was coming up on 17.
Wow, what a great long life.
Yeah, he had a great long life now, to be fair. He was a little Westie. His name was Ben. So I just thought I'd write a song in tribute to his life. And I thought it was a good kind of starting block for writing music anyway.
And tell us, what's motivated you to write music, given that you're an engineering graduate in Galway?
That's a very good question. My parents are probably asking the same question. I don't really know. I've always had a love for music. It's always been something that I've always wanted to do. It's a passion of mine. And I just thought, once I got the college degree out of the way, I might as well give it a go. Because if I didn't give it a go now, I'd be kicking myself 10 years down the line. You know, asking myself why I never gave it a chance. So I think that's kind of the main part of it, is just why not? You know, that kind of a thought process.
Fair enough. You've been playing music publicly for a while though, and you have experience of busking, I understand, on Shop Street in Galway.
Yeah, so we started playing music probably about a year ago now. We started busking on Shop Street, and then kind of gradually made our way to kind of play a couple open mics in and around the pubs in Galway. And then we've been playing gigs ever since in and around the local pubs in Galway City.
What's that like? It takes a degree of nerve, does it, to stand out in the street to do a bit of busking, to get up in the pub and start singing?
Yeah, it definitely does. I nearly find that the busking is easier because people are just going about their day. You know, they're just walking. You're just a bit of background noise for them. Whereas the pub gigs, there's definitely a lot more pressure because you're kind of facilitating their night nearly. You know, you're kind of, if you're not having a good night, they mightn't be having a good night. And if you're having a good night, they are having a good night. So there is a little bit more pressure in the pub scene rather than the busking. But both, I was very afraid of doing them at the start. Like, it was like a big confidence thing. I just didn't know if I could put myself out there like that. But I'm so glad that I did, because it's been such a rewarding like line of work, definitely.
I mentioned that you have an engineering degree that you got in Galway, that you're doing most of your busking and playing in Galway, but I understand you're not a Galway man, are you?
No, I'm not a Galway man. I'm from Ballinamore in County Leitrim. Yes, I've just been living in Galway the last 5 years now for college.
Very good. Have you an ambition? So now do you reckon this could be the starting point to make a career in music if you were to win this Today FM next big busker?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. You know, it's such a cool opportunity. And like, as I said, I really didn't expect to get here. You know, I kind of just applied on a whim, didn't really expect it. And then when I got a phone call saying that we made the top five, I nearly thought it was a joke, to be honest. I didn't know if the number was real. But yeah, no, I'm absolutely delighted. And if this can kickstart something, that'd be amazing. If it doesn't, you know, it's another step in the story. But yeah, no, I'm absolutely delighted and so thankful for the opportunity.
And apart from what we've just heard, what musical influences do you have? Who do you listen to? Who would you like to emulate?
So growing up, I would have listened to a lot of kind of older Irish music, a little bit of soft rock, a little bit of folk, just basically what my parents would have been playing in the car journeys. So a lot of Paul Brady, a lot of Van Morrison, a lot of the Eagles, that kind of music. And then kind of newer age, I love Paolo Nutini, and I love all of the new Irish folk that is coming out recently. Like, I think there's such a wave of Irish talent and creativity happening at the minute. Like, everything is very inspiring to listen to.
And there you are joining them as well. So Joe, you are the last word endorsed candidate in the next big busker. We are asking listeners to the last word to vote for Joe Sweeney. So you can play your part in Today FM's next big busker and help end homelessness for Focus Ireland. It'll cost you just €5 each time that you vote for Joe Sweeney, but the money going to the incredible work of Focus Ireland. Joe Sweeney, I hope you'll be back with us later in the week as the winner. Congratulations for getting this far. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Matt. Thank you so much.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.